RCE and 107.7 FM W99 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Julian Assange matter appears to be coming to an end. The Justice Department and the WikiLeaks founder have a plea deal that will keep him out of a U.S. federal prison.
Julian Assange, the man behind a massive leak of nearly 500,000 classified documents and video about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, will be transported to Saipan in U.S. territory in the South Pacific to formally enter his guilty plea. Then he is expected to be released and return home to Australia.
ABC's Terry Moran. The Supreme Court's term quickly coming to an end. There are still 15 decisions coming, and the court announced there will be rulings on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week. Separately, the court announced it will take up the Biden administration appeal during its next term, seeking to block state bans on gender-affirming care for minors, even if those minors' parents are okay with such care. This is ABC News. Iran and its nuclear weapons aspirations, the subject before the United Nations Security Council.
Iran continues to deny the international community visibility into its nuclear activities.
Alternate U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood.
Iran should take actions that build international confidence and de-escalate tensions, not continue nuclear activities that pose grave proliferation risks.
Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal in 2018. The Biden administration says the U.S. will re-enter the agreement if Tehran returns to compliance. 20-year-old Edward Kang of New Jersey in custody in Fernandina County, Florida, charged with attempted murder. Investigators say after meeting a person while playing an online video game, Kang flew to Jacksonville, purchased a hammer, and confronted the game player at his home, who suffered head wounds but will survive. Detectives say Kang told them the victim was a bad person online. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I've got a couple reminders for you about minimum payments and credit cards. Right, get ready. I'm going to say two different things, both of which I bet sound familiar. Thing number one, never pay less than the minimum payment on your credit card. For some of us, there are months where that might not be possible. And if you're in that camp, I'm so sorry. I want to encourage you to set yourself a goal of never ever paying less than the minimum. And thing number two is, always pay more than the minimum payment. Just paying minimums month in and month out won't get you very far. Your total amount that you owe, the principal, is barely going to budge. Ideally, you're only using your credit card if you could pay off the whole balance every month. When that's not possible, try paying more than the minimum, but never less. For more reminders and money tips, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee tourism had a historic year in 2023. Visitors spent over $2 billion in Milwaukee County. That's a quarter of Wisconsin's 2023 tourism profits. Visit Milwaukee President and CEO Peggy Williams-Smith held a press conference ahead of the Republican National Convention's arrival in the state's largest city.
We believe in economic development based on tourism. The more people we can bring in to go to shows at the Pabst across the way or the Riverside or the Symphony Center or come to Summerfest, we know that that helps the entire community.
The RNC is expected to attract 50,000 visitors to the city of Milwaukee. The National Weather Service has confirmed 6 tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin this past Saturday. Tornadoes form during severe thunderstorms from warm, moist air. Higher temperatures and severe storms could be causing more tornadoes. We've had more than 30 so far this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Brewers start the homestand with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 6-3 win over the Rangers. Bottom of the fifth, Willy Adames loaded the bases by taking a walk. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
When the game deals you a walk, and then we talk about meeting the game halfway. You win the pitch by taking it, and that's not always rewarded, and it's not always glamorous.
Then it was Rhys Hoskins, who swung at the first pitch, a grand slam to left field, the crew securing a 6-3 win. I asked Hoskins if he just reacted to the pitch or thought about it before the at-bat.
Just trying to get something up. regardless of, you know, first pitch or not, just really trying to be ready to hit. There have been times, I think, in the last month where I've been a little passive. But, yeah, I think just the situation called for something up, and just happy to not miss it.
The two teams meet again tomorrow night. NFL, Green Bay announcing the new Packers president and CEO, Ed Policy, who's been with the team the last 12 years. He'll replace Mark Murphy in a year from now. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and storms set to move through in the overnight. Severe weather and heavy rainfall, both concerns. Plenty of clouds, mid-70s by daybreak. On your Tuesday, mostly sunny skies will develop. Highs in the upper 80s with a west wind. It's 84 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time where our friend and executive producer of Civic Media, Mr. Luke Mathers, is in for a Tuesday tangent to talk about the upcoming presidential debate, weather, and more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. News from the center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Right now there's a fascinating race going on in the Democratic primary in New York State. And Jamal Bowman is being challenged by a fellow who has a pretty grim record. Now, the challenger here in Oregon, Sheila Jayapal, Pramila Jayapal's sister, was running for Congress for Earl Blumenauer's district, she was challenged by a local physician who's actually a pretty reasonable progressive, just had no profile and had no chance of winning. AIPAC came in here in Oregon because Sheila Jayapal had criticized the Netanyahu administration and just wiped her out. I mean, just swamped us with millions and millions of dollars worth of negative advertising attacking Jayapal and lifting up her opponent. They're trying to do the same thing right now in New York with Jamal Bowman. And the latest thing that they've jumped on is his saying, and he said this last week. He said, when you as Israel say that you represent all Jews and then you behave badly, it opens the doors for people to make the connection between what Israel is doing and Jewish people, which I think is a freaking dangerous as hell. Now, they're attacking him, saying that he's an anti-Semite because he's saying that criticizing those people who say you can't criticize Israel because to do so is anti-Semitism are wrong. And I think he's absolutely right. And, you know, we'd love to hear your opinions on this. But the simple reality, Congressman Dan Goldman is leading the charge against him, you know, pushing back. And the guy that Bowman is running against has also been endorsed by Hillary Clinton. You know, the Clintons deeply in the pocket of AIPAC and always have been. And probably Daniel Goldman, too, although I don't know. But the bottom line is that as Noah Berlatsky points out in his newsletter today, his Substack newsletter, he says Zionists, Jewish and non-Jewish, far right and liberal, do in fact constantly claim that Israel speaks for and represents all Jewish people. And he's got a whole series of quotes from Netanyahu saying that. He repeatedly says that he speaks on behalf of all the Jews in the world. He says Netanyahu, for example, said Jews know deep in their hearts that they have only one country, Israel. He said in the same year, he said Netanyahu is one of his top aides said Netanyahu is the leader of the Jewish world. He's not. He's the leader of Israel. In 2006, Ehud Olmert, who was then the prime minister of Israel, said that Israel's war against Hezbollah in Lebanon was, quote, a war fought by all the Jews. Not true. The mission statement of the Israeli mission to the United Nations says, quote, Israel's permanent mission represents the state of Israel, its citizens, and the Jewish people on the global stage of the United Nations. You know, not necessarily true. There are a lot of Jews who would say Israel does not represent their worldview. And, you know, just like there are Catholics who would say the Pope doesn't represent me, although there are probably fewer and farther between. Judaism does not demand the same kind of conformity and the same kind of hierarchy that Catholicism does, for example. But this is, you know, what Jamal Bowman is saying, I think, is absolutely right. That you're seeing people in the United States who are rightly horrified by Netanyahu's efforts to keep himself out of jail. The brutality of his efforts in Gaza, the brutality and violence and illegality of his efforts continuing to support the settler movement on the West Bank. These are things that are violations of international law, arguably are violations of Israeli law. And Netanyahu is thumbing his nose at America and the rest of the world, and the Biden administration seems impotent at the face of this. It's the thing that is really hurting Joe Biden with young Democrats. And the extent to which Netanyahu claims that he represents all Jews in the world is the extent to which Jewish people in the United States, for example, are on the receiving end of genuine anti-Semitism that is being generated by people watching the horrors, the starvation, the famine that's going on in Gaza right now, and blaming it on Jews rather than blaming it on Netanyahu. Netanyahu, yes, is Jewish, and Israel is, yes, a Jewish state, although about 20% of its citizen population is actually Muslim, is Arab. But nonetheless, that does not mean that Netanyahu speaks for every Jew in the world. And Noah Berlatsky, who himself is Jewish, you know, makes that point. He doesn't speak for me, he says. And I think his pointing this out, he says, blaming all Jews for anything done by one Jew or some Jews is definitionally anti-Semitism. It creates grounds for collective guilt, collective punishment, anti-Semitic stereotypes, and anti-Semitic violence. And, you know, he says basically what it is saying that Jewish people as a whole are responsible for Israel's actions, which is not true. He says Israel in the last 6 months has killed or injured some 120,000 people in Gaza, the vast majority women and children. The state of Israel did that, not Jewish people as a whole, not American Jews, not, you know, and Jamal Bowman is absolutely right. He's basically blaming Zionist propaganda, I think you could argue. And this is the phrase that Noah Berlatsky uses. And by conflating Israel and Jewish identity. Now, you know, I get it that there are many Jews who are just, you know, Israel, right or wrong, no matter what. But there are many who are not. And this idea that's being promoted by AIPAC in this race where they're throwing millions and millions of dollars into promoting and elevating Jamal Bowman's opponent in the primary, knowing that whoever wins the primary is in all probability going to win the general election. Like I said, it's the same thing they did here in Oregon. The Oregon race got very little publicity because neither of the candidates were actual members of Congress who had high profiles. But largely everybody knows who Jamal Bowman is. He's outspoken. He's African American. He's on television a lot. You know, he's a member of Congress, and he's a good guy. So, you know, I just want to say to my listeners and viewers in New York State who are in his district, this primary election tomorrow is going to be, and there's early voting going on right now, I believe, is a very, very important one. And Jamal Bowman deserves to be reelected, and AIPAC should not be spending millions of dollars. I think they've spent $14 million in this race. They spent like $3 or $4 million here in Oregon, in this little congressional district, only 700,000 people. This is just wrong. A foreign government or an agent of a foreign government should not be working to influence U.S. elections. I think it's just plain old flat out wrong. Meanwhile, speaking of Jews and Judaism, Barbara Rez, who was Donald Trump's secretary for decades and finally quit because she said she was no longer willing to tolerate his, quote, explosive moods. She was on MSNBC on Sunday morning, and she said,
Transformers. I saw one Transformer movie, and it was the first one. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I didn't know what the hell was going on. go to Civic Media app, Apple or Google Play Store, and listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Miss your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always free to tune in and the Civic Media.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
July is National Ice Cream Month, and here at WRCO, we will be celebrating it with you, along with Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Quick Trip on County OM14, and ET Foods. We have something sweet in store. Every day, you'll have a chance to win a double scoop cone or dish from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. On Fridays, grab a half gallon of ice cream from Quick Trip, and on Tuesdays, don't miss the ice cream giveaway from ET Foods. When you hear this,
ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
When you hear that during July, be the fifth caller and enjoy your ice cream from WRCO.
Okay, so what's on your mind today?
I got a super ride and I really want to ride you around.
I'm here.
And this time of night, there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road. See how fast this thing will go. That shoulder on the side looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this Honda to Hollywood. We've got like 700 horses under the hood. But I can't hold you at this high speed. And you look good in that side seat. Why are we making these tires scream in this old car? All I wanna do is fall. All I wanna do is fall.
they got to talk to somebody.
Well, I might have been born just poor white trash, but I sold a million records and made a little cash. The doctors and the lawyers don't think it's funny that we're living next door to white trash with nothing. I was born on the wrong side of the tracks. Quit school early and never went back. The rich kids all looked down on me. They said as good as them was something that I'd never be. Started playing my guitar to earn a few bucks. Singing my songs to a room full of drunks. A record man heard me down at Kitty's bar. So come on to Nashville and I'll make you a star. Well, I might have been born just poor white trash, but I sold a million records, made a little cash. The doctors and the lawyers don't think it's funny that you're living next door to white trash. All cried as I moved in. Seems real estate's cheaper than it's ever been. Now the radio plays all the railroad songs. I lay around the pool and listen all day long. This country boy's life sure has turned out swell. If the neighbors don't like it, they can all go to. Well, I've been born just poor white trash, but I sold a million records and made a little cash. The doctors and the lawyers don't think it's funny that they're.
Do you have a car seat?
Say, honey, what do you think about a couple of pink flamingos out the front yard? No. Well, I guess my lawn jockey's out of the question.
Legendary dog behaviorist and multiple hit TV shows.
Embers in the ashtray. Six pack down behind my seat. One hand up on the wheel. Eat a peach playing on. Got my baby at my side. Hair whipping all in the wind. The last time I felt this good, I can't remember when. Listen to the good years roll. Coming to the radio. Let it light
this is news from the Senator Tony Marcy.
Ain't got no place to go.
ABC News, I'm Richard Castle. The Julian Assange matter.
Classified documents and video about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan will be transported to Saipan in U.S. territory in the South Pacific to formally enter his guilty plea. Then he is expected to be released and returned home to Australia.
ABC's Terry Moran. The Supreme Court's term quickly coming to an end. There are still 15 decisions coming, and the court announced there will be rulings on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week. Separately, the court announced it will take up the Biden administration appeal during its next term, seeking to block state bans on gender-affirming care for minors, even if those minors' parents are okay with such care. This is ABC News.
Watching those fans close by.
as opposed to introducing no place to go.
Negotiate through this difficult time of leaving million-dollar homes and $100,000 cars and flying private jets to work. This kid's going to be okay. Swifties come in all shapes and sizes, even ones that look like actors Hugh Grant and Tom Cruise. Both were spotted separately at Swift's Eras Tour in London at Wembley Stadium. Cruise was spotted trying to lay low. English thespian Grant, however, posted on social media giving high praise for Swift, Rakim, and Travis Kelce, after which he hashtagged tequila shots. Sounds like a wild night, but don't worry, Justin Timberlake was their designated driver. For more show Ms. Vaughn, tune into Nightlife with me, Mitch Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on Pacific Media Radio Network.
Summertime in Wisconsin, whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
You should have water in the garden, cool hour, evacuate rain down, count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast. Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies. It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
And your local Civic Media radio station is streaming on the Civic Media.
Some no-name town. When you're out with the girls getting sideways, you need a ride home, girl, I'm down.
The blood red sun beat down and big red playground. Dust kicked up around this John Deere wheel. No trace of rain in sight. Again, you'll lose the fight and have to watch his crops die in the field. They stood there, both in tears. His wife, of many years, said, John, you know, he lose our farm. He looked into her eyes, then looked up at the sky, and told her as he held her in debt slowly disappear. One hard-working man, two hard-working hands, we're giving up after all these years. His aging eyes grew dim, and the lady that worshipped him sit crying on a chair beside his bed. Her hands caressed his brow. She said it's right now. And as he slowly slipped away, he said, in my next life, I wanna be your hero. Something better than I've turned out to be. I've lived this life behind the plow and harrow. In my next life, I'll make you proud of me. In my next life, I wanna be your hero. Something turned out to be. I lived this life behind the plow and hail. In my next life, I'll make you proud of me. In my next life, I'll make you proud of me.
I ain't gonna marry in the fall. Ain't gonna marry in the spring. Cause I'm in love with a pretty little girl who wears a diamond ring.
Is that the Trump bucket list they're wanting to post in Texas school?
And I'm just a country boy. Money have I none, but I've got silver in the stars, gold in the morning sun, gold in the morning sun. Never gonna kiss the ruby red lips of the prettiest girl in town. Never gonna ask her if she'd marry me. I know she'd turn me down. Cause I'm just a have I none, but I've got silver in the stars, gold in the morning sun, gold in the morning sun. I never could afford store-bought ring with a sparkling diamond stone. All I could afford is a loving heart, the only one I own. Cause I'm just a country boy. I've got silver in the stars, gold in the morning sun, gold in the morning sun.
Yeah.
Exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Payne Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Payne Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
Cars have airbags, backup cameras, and blind spot sensors, and your auto insurance can be just as protective. This starts with your agent. Based on an understanding of your unique situation, your agent can help you determine which coverage options are best for you, with a policy that covers what you need and nothing you don't. Personal service every mile of the way with your agent is as close as a call or email. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free and low cost screening exams.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do.
Oh, that's how.
It is absolutely disgusting.
conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anyone needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on a table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Nightline with Pete Swalla.
What is the worst movie franchise?
The California
Transformers. I saw one Transformer movie.
That was the first one.
I didn't know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. And it was like, testosterone, overload, and testosterone.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the backseat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy the
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that.
Please don't tell them how you found me. And don't tell them how you found me.
This is your hometown radio. Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I can't.
I love the band. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you drop consumers into basically having to pay, like, junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Never had it done.
We think the Supreme Court.
sparkles, see her glitter. No one holds a candle when she shines. She turns a mile a minute. See her twirl just like a spinning top. But one thing when she'll find.
Single constitutional amendment, and or for that matter, I believe it should be law. Any Congress can make a law that says that gambling is illegal. And if somebody just thinks
a mist is rising
by some, you know, right winger at some stage,
sea to shine and shore.
So that's my
temper's compromising. Civility and more.
Ingram Show. Weekday mornings, 8 till 10. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook.